This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Review, an event that happens every week in concert with the Talk Radio Countdown Show of Doug Steffen and the Good Day Show contributors. Jay is off this week. Jennifer Horn is here in her usual stead from KRLA in Los Angeles to go through the stories that are in the charts and talk about how she delivered her performance regarding these stories during the course of the week.
Too.
Yes, it was. I want to say hi to Michael Dare. These are people that have comments on social media. We will go through some of the social media comments, but any or all of the stories that we talk about are certainly fodder for a conversation. Help yourself to Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. I had lunch yesterday with four of my radio buddies that we get together every few months here in Massachusetts, and these are all people
who's
that have been on the air.
Name names, let's hear.
Dick Summer is one of them. Dick is somebody who's been on in New York and Boston forever. He's 87 years old and still is at it. He's the last of the group that made WBZ as popular as it was in the 60s and 70s. Then we have his program director, Clark Schmidt, who joins, and then a local broadcaster named Warren Shaw, who is a member of the group, and then there's me. Actually, there's a picture, I probably should post it, of us yesterday. The reason I bring it up is because we were talking about taking telephone calls on the air versus using social media. And I've forgotten what you do, whether you still take calls.
I take phone calls, yeah.
You do take them, yeah.
Yes.
I find I don't like taking calls anymore, and I say this lovingly to all of you who love the program and want to participate. I just find the call is not that good anymore. And that was what we all agreed on. If people want to be heard more often than not, the good comments are coming through social media, even though there are still consultants that we know who say, take a lot of calls, take those calls. Well, most stations don't have the number of callers they used to because people would rather express themselves through social media. So I want to thank...
It's my baseball, but I kind of look at like I look at it as it's my job. I'm hired to bake a cake, right? So
yes.
I bake a cake for people every day, and I say,
yeah.
Cake. To me, good calls are icing. It's not the bulk of the show, but it's
no.
The stuff that, you know, when you take great calls, I think they can be a great part of the show.
Yeah, they are. If you can find good ones, you got to have a good producer to do that. That really is inside baseball. You can't just take every call that comes in, which is the problem that some people have. I listened to a station in Worcester, actually. That's what got me started with the conversation. This is not so much inside baseball. Those of you who listen to this program know that it's focused on what's going on in News Talk, and there are lots of fans, and a lot of them are interested in what goes on behind the scenes. So with a good producer, you go screening calls, getting what the people need, getting the gist of what they want to say, and having them teed up and ready to go. You don't just answer the phone, hi, this is Doug Steffens, good day, what's your name, please? And then put them on hold, I'll get you with Doug right away. That's really bad production. Now, you have to get people who, okay, what's on your mind today, and how can we help you express yourself quickly so the audience will know right away what it is that's on your mind. And then you prep them like any good guest, actually, that you'd put on. You have guests on your program. Once in a while, I have them on the Good Day program, but they have to be prepped. They have to know what the rules are when you're on the air. So, anyway, having said that, comments from Karen Mayfield later on, Jeff Lawrence, Sean Stewart, hello, thanks for listening, Sherry Stevens, Sally Welburn, a lot of people who are listening with comments that they've passed along to gooddayshow.com, or as I said, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter is Good Day On Air. So here's the list from Talkers Magazine, that, by the way, is published every week in the Talkers website or on the Talkers website. website, talkers.com, and on the Good Day Show website, gooddayshow.com. Top stories, top 10, the passing of Jeff Beck and Lisa Marie at number 10. Harry the Prince's book, number 9. The War at number 8. Trump and his legal situation is 7. The riots in Brazil are 6. The controversy over whether they have gas stoves. This is really interesting that it's number 5 this week. Tells you the impact. The problems the airline industry had with the FAA this week, number 4. My God, what a mess. I'm glad I wasn't. I'm traveling next week up to California. I'm glad I just wasn't going a couple of days ago. The Biden visit to Mexico, trying to look into, or at least sort of passing it off. I'll start with that with you in a second.
It wasn't a great week for the Biden team.
No. Yeah, right. McCarthy is 2 with him getting elected finally in Biden and the documents. It wasn't, well, let's talk about those two things together. The trip to
the biggest
Mexico.
Biggest week for sure.
What, the two of them?
The documents, I think, and the...
Yeah. But why? I guess I'm going to ask you why. That one, I get maybe it's just because the Republicans are happy to have a focus on that so that it equals the focus on Trump and his documents.
Oh.
But I don't really see with either one of them why it's such a big deal. I really don't.
This is the point. So for those people, let me just give you the story so that you know what happened this week. And then we can kind of talk through why it should matter or why it shouldn't matter. So this week it was revealed that the Biden administration, well, President Biden's personal lawyers were cleaning out an office that he had at a think tank, which already...
Why do you send lawyers to clean out your office?
Like, what? Exactly. So already you're understanding where we're going here, right? So
right,
it just
exactly.
happened. A lawyer cleaning out his office at a think tank, which I don't know how much thinking goes on in that tank, but whatever,
right.
from the
Any
Biden Penn Center, which was done in coordination with the University of Pennsylvania. They clean out this office. Lo and behold, they find these classified documents that were not being stored properly. So they say they notify the National Archives and the FBI, they turn over the documents. Well, it turns out this story was actually known in November. It didn't just happen this week. It happened
Biden knew it back on November 2nd.
Yeah, right. It didn't. And so why we didn't hear about it November 2nd, really questionable why they held it back for so long. So they said, well, we're cooperating. It was only a few documents. This is different than Trump. The problem for the Biden for Team Biden and for the president is that he was trying to make an example of Trump, even though Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama all had classified documents that they had inappropriately. They still do in many cases. And yet they were trying to make an example out of Trump in the run-up to the midterm elections. So now Biden has them, and they look like a big old bunch of hypocrites. Either this is a priority, or you're going after Trump, and we know you're weaponizing the government against one political party and not the other. Well, lo and behold, a couple of days go by, and instead of coming out and being transparent, which is rule number one of crisis public relations, they instead just let it slip out that there's a second batch of documents and that these documents were in a garage in his home. And when he was asked about it, he said, well, the garage is safe. It's where I keep my Corvette, and kind of laughed it off. Now, the reason that's problematic for Biden is that just months ago, he was on television doing an interview saying that Trump was irresponsible and shouldn't be trusted with these power because he wasn't keeping the documents secure. Well, Trump was keeping the documents at Mar-a-Lago under the watch of the Secret Service, not in some random garage next to a Corvette.
Next to his Corvette.
Right. So we've got that problem right away. And
right.
So the thing that really bothers me, yes, I want everybody to treat everything. Either these documents are important to us and everybody has to follow the rules, or they're not really that important and we don't have to follow the rules. That's number one.
Well, I think we need to follow the rules, but I don't think they're that important.
What's good for Republicans should be good for Democrats and vice versa. But what you probably don't know is, you know, the accusation is that the Biden family has been selling their power and their access to the government to our foreign adversaries, places like China and Ukraine particularly, right?
So Hunter Biden, by the way, is still number 4 on the people list, just in case you're wondering whether he still is there. He is still there.
Is incredible. So we find out that this Biden Penn Center took $50 million from the Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, that's sweet. I didn't know that.
in a think tank. So were they selling the documents? We know that there were documents in there on Ukraine, Iran, and the UK. Did the Chinese ones already go for sale? I mean, what? How come they were taking money from the Chinese?
I think you need to underscore that again. I'm betting a lot of people don't know.
Of course, because the media buries this important stuff, right? $55 million from the Chinese Communist Party, from the government of China, to fund this Biden Penn Center. Why would China need to fund a think tank run by the former vice president?
No more. There's no more reason for that than the United States government funds the research done in the Wuhan laboratory.
Thank you.
There's no reason. There's no excuse for that either. So you see what's going on behind your back. Now it's getting the light of day, but
now
behind
you know
your back.
It's concerning.
Right, exactly.
Forget the documents. That's just scratching the surface. And then tying in Hunter Biden. Do we have time to do that real quick?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
So Hunter Biden at number four on the list comes into this, of course, because he works. He and Biden and two other people run this Biden Penn Center. The two other people are now working in the White House. Hunter, of course, is the president's son. When Biden's going out of office as vice president, there is an email now that has been released that shows Hunter Biden talking to his agent at CAA, Creative Arts Agency, saying we need to create a money-making opportunity and we need to keep this on the down low, basically. We need to keep this quiet because we have this opportunity to make this Biden Penn Center a moneymaker. So instead of making it a think tank where they're developing policy, they're making money. So are they making money from China? Now there are some real questions.
And who's the beneficiary of the money that they're making? Hello.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding. So the one thing where Trump stepped in it this week along the same lines, and he's gotten mocked a lot on social media, probably justifiably so, because on one of his, not his tweets or tweets, whatever his platform is. Right, okay. He says, I have single-handedly shown the American public how crooked and corrupt our government is.
Yeah.
Hello. Well, but it was crooked and corrupt when he was there, too.
Well, that's the thing, is that he pointed out, remember we all laughed when he said Barack Obama and the FBI are spying on me, and we all went, oh, crazy Trump. Well, now we know the FBI was spying on Trump. He was right.
Yeah. Back to the good old days of J. Edgar Hoover, who spied on everybody. He had so much dirt on Kennedy. And then after that, we didn't have any dirt on Eisenhower because there was no dirt other than he had a mistress when he was the general of the army in World War II. There was no dirt to be had on Eisenhower. But as soon as he could get his hands on, he had a little bit of dirt on Roosevelt. At any rate, the stories continue. We'll have social media input. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review here for the week of January 9th to the 13th.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's ANGI. Or download the app today. We'll be right back.
you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The hour, the talk radio review. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn here. Now time for some of the comments from some of the people that I mentioned earlier and some of the folks that you didn't hear their names, but here are some of the comments. The first focus is on the documents Biden is found to have taken during his time as the vice president. Sally Welburn writes, Democrats most always get a pass. He was out of office. What was he doing with all these documents? That's the question. Unfairness, and I think there's a reference to treatment here by the news media. It's hurtful.
Standard.
Brian Lenefe writes, the president can argue the ability to declassify anything at any time. Remember, that's what Trump said. Mm-hmm. The vice president has no authority at all to ever take classified documents. Total double standard. Ronnie Yappo.
Point, members yes. of Congress or members of the military who are given classified info in a SCIF, if they take it outside of those briefings, they're arrested. Remember the Navy guy who was thrown in jail for taking a picture inside of a submarine?
Yes.
Hello?
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Ronnie Yappo says Biden was vice president. He didn't have any authorization. Trump did. Daniel Erskine says, what is good for the goose is good for the gander. The classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago were used as a political tool to attack Trump by the news media and the administration. Trump responded that he had the authority to declassify the documents as president, which is supported by an article from the American Bar Association. But as the ABA legal fact check pointed out, legal guidelines support his contention that presidents have broad authority to formally declassify most documents, but had that stuff at Mar-a-Lago, that's my Mar-a-Lago, good Doug, Mar-a-Lago, had that been declassified?
I don't know. He said that he declassified the stuff and that people were...
After or before? After they were found or before they were found?
Whether or not it was declassified, it's about whether he was storing the documents, if he had the right to declassify the documents.
Yeah, but what is he going to do with them? The other side of it is who...
And is I mean, do you see Trump selling documents to China or do you see Biden selling documents to China?
Ding, ding, ding.
Ask yourself that question.
All right. Next question. Illinois' ban on assault weapons, including the semi-automatic firearms, magazines, high-capacity magazines. What are your thoughts on that? Lynn Greer writes, it might make some people start buying them from underground markets. Tom Brown says, he lives in Illinois, they call the governor, his name is Pritzker, but he calls him Putzker.
I just don't know why they wouldn't focus on cleaning up the crime that is running rampant, that
Chicago,
is being committed with illegal guns, and
East St. Louis.
People who are buying guns legally alone.
Yeah.
They need him for protection in that place. I mean, I'm
right.
A dump, but you know. It's a beautiful city. It's just been ruined.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Brian, Linity, I think is his name. Brian writes, not for no firearm ever at any time got up and hurt anybody. Okay. I think
right.
That's a double negative. Anyway, we all know that story. It's not guns that kill people. It's people that kill people. There still is a question, though, about whether why do we... You ought to have the semi-automatic things. That's kind of where I draw the line.
But see, there's not much difference with the capacity of the magazine. They carried the same amount of bullets. So
yeah.
I think it becomes just the word sounds scary.
Semi-automatic,
well, yeah,
it's a news media sort
Many
of,
people think an AR-15 means automatic rifle. It does not. AR is the brand name. It is not automatic rifles. So
I think
there's just so much misinformation that goes.
Jen Horn's gun. We can have it. The Horn gun.
I got
All right.
mine.
Sean Stewart says, I'm not a gun guy. It's a right covered by our Constitution. Assault rifle is leftist loser catchphrase to demonize any firearm that the people on the left don't like. So in my opinion, an assault rifle is an automatic AR-15, blah, 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 blah. It looks like a weapon of war. And he goes on and on. I get it. The groupthink part of it. I do get that. All right. Thanks for your comments.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A new special counsel was created Thursday as an investigation into the discovery of top-secret documents. Now, President Biden's home and office puts pressure on him to explain his own mishandling of secret papers. The president says he is cooperating with authorities.
The Department of Justice was immediately notified, and the lawyers arranged for the Department of Justice to take possession of the document.
Robert K. Herr, a veteran prosecutor, has been appointed to scrutinize the handling of sensitive papers by the president.
They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings and storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida arrived in Washington on Thursday. From the meeting comes new announcements on deeper military cooperation between the United States and Japan. Lisa Marie Presley, the daughter of Elvis and Priscilla, died in Southern California on Thursday. Lance Fry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The hour now. You're listening to the weekly talk radio roundup. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen, Jennifer at KRLA in Los Angeles, and also a part-timer on the Good Day program. Happy to have her around whenever she is here. Let's talk about the weather in Southern California that you've been having so much fun with. I put that in quotation marks.
I
Yeah. Well, it's not as bad in Southern California. My son and I were talking about this I told a story on the air this week. One of the homes that I've owned in Southern California was down in what they call Santa Monica Canyon on a street named Entrada. And I had a house that was a block up from the PCA. Remember that house? I loved that house. I wish I never had to sell it. Anyway, you take a right and go up the Pacific Palisades, up the PCH, and there are all these, before you get to Malibu, there are all these cliffs that are, because it's so dry there, there are no really deep roots in any of the vegetation along the highway along those cliffs. So when a big storm comes along like this, it just washes all that stuff. I can remember you and I talking any number of times about the loaders that were going up and down the PCH, picking up the rubble, dumping in trucks so they can dump it out into the ocean to clean up the road so the traffic could get through.
Well, and especially when we have fires, which we have a lot of fires around here because things get dry.
Right.
You lose a lot of that vegetation that holds the hillsides up. So there were a lot of evacuations this week in Southern California because we've had a couple of fires. This fire season wasn't so bad, but there were a few areas that had to be evacuated. In Southern California, Montecito had to be almost completely evacuated, and it was 5 years to the day when those really awful mudslides killed 23 people, and they had a lot of mess up in Montecito. I'd heard there's a wine country up there, Santa Barbara Wine Country, and somebody was saying that they got 12 inches of rain in just over 24 hours up in this area. So that tells you how it was just pounding down up in Central California. Northern California has been hit really hard. Around Southern California, we had some areas of flooding. We had freeways that were flooded. We had sinkholes 15 feet that opened up, but all in all, we've dried out. There's another storm coming in later in the weekend, so we'll see how that goes. But the sad one, did you hear about the 5-year-old boy who got swept away in Paso Robles?
No, I did not hear that story.
This lady was driving her son to school, and she didn't realize that the street dipped down and that there was all kinds of standing water. Her car started to float, and it hit a tree. And so she had to open the door because the water was rising in the car. And so she had to open the door to get out. So she swam out. She brings her kid out the door, the same side that she went out on, and the current came and swept him away, and they still haven't found him.
Ooh. Yeah.
Incredibly scary. Thanks. And the thing is that people in California don't know how to deal with this kind of stuff. And so, you know, there may be other parts of the country where they're more used to flash flooding and how quickly water moves, but we just don't know here. And these huge tragedies come from it.
So as an aside, this is not one of the countdown numbers, but I thought it was worth a few moments of our time because five of the Proud Boys went on trial for sedition this week because of the Capitol attack on January 6th. I wonder, most of the people that have been tried have been found guilty, right? And they're serving jail sentences?
Some of them, but the thing that most people are complaining about is that there are still a lot of people in jail who have been sitting there, have not been in jail,
right,
and who are just sitting there. And made to pay. And that is not exercising your right to a speedy trial.
No, there's plenty of examples of that. I tell a story on the air all the time of this kid who is the son of one of the ladies that works on my farm with me. He was in jail for a year and a half, charged with raping somebody. The woman fabricated it. She disappeared, but he stayed in jail. And finally, in order to get out of jail, he made a plea deal, which was a minor charge, but he still sat without representation in jail for a year and a half. That's just the American. No, not okay by any stretch of the imagination. Especially because he really didn't do it. I know the kid. I know the story. It's not, you know, but anybody, women, that's the other thing. Women can charge you with all. Look at what's happened to some of these people like Chris Noth. All these charges against him. He spent 2 years, ruined his career, and nothing's happened. Not one charge has been filed against him by anybody, really, officially. So, okay, let's talk about Kevin McCarthy, number two this week. He gets elected, finally. What a fiasco that is. The Democrats, of course, trying to get some political hay out of it, and they sounded pretty petty and pretty bad, although McCarthy didn't sound. I just think the whole thing is a circus, and what bothered me about it more than anything else is the people's business didn't get done for 12 days.
I know we disagree about this, because I think this is the most the government has done in any four-day stretch. The concessions, seriously, this is the government
thing,
the way it's supposed to work. I mean, think about what we have now. We have more power given back to the people. We have one person that can call for a vote of confidence. The Speaker of the House. That's how it was for 60 years before Nancy Pelosi took back
it
and said you have to have a large number of people. She took incredible power as Speaker of the House.
How did she get away with that, by the way? How did
she
get away with
that? She had a Democrat majority, and she controlled her party, and she took a lot of power. So what you saw over the last 4 days is mainly decentralizing some of the power the Democrats took in their time. So not only that, you get a vote on border security. You get a subcommittee on weaponization of the government that's already in place. This is huge. We haven't had that since the 70s with the Church Committee after Watergate. There, no more omnibus bills, which I think is huge. You can't just take budget bills and glue them
smash
all together
them with all
in
the rest
an omnibus.
Of them. Right.
They all have to be done separately. And my very favorite, if there are going to be any new expenditures, they have to take something away. So it can't just be spend. It has to be spend and cut, which is how it should be.
Well, there ought to be sunset laws as well for all these things that these guys pass here and there. I thought it was also interesting they passed a new rule that would give House lawmakers a tax-free $34,000 pay bump. How did that come about? Why is that something that they can sort of, quote-unquote, get away with?
Giving who a house a bump?
The House lawmakers will get, under this rule, a $34,000 bump in pay.
Oh, a pay increase. Well, yeah, they're looking to pay more to the military as well. I don't know if that's going to pass through or not, because they vote on it and then they have to send it to the Senate. But they're also trying to give an increase to members of the military and take that money, start cutting some of the pork and all the fat that comes out of the Department of Defense.
That should have been
done.
And
start paying soldiers more than, because right now they're making less than $15 an hour.
And taking care of them after they get out of the service, that's something else that's a national outrage. Okay, so here's the one good thing. I shouldn't say one good thing, because I haven't looked at it as deeply as you have. But there also, this week, in terms of the reorg, is a bill to stop the IRS from hiring 87,000 new...
Get rid of the IRS. They actually vote on a consumption tax, a sales tax, essentially.
Well, look, how many years have you and I been talking about that?
Years.
You heard me first talk about it when you first came on the program, whenever it was 15, 16, 17 years ago. And has it been that long? I think it has been almost that long.
Yeah, I started in 2006, sir.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Okay,
you count that up, but I was a mere 12 years old.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, the elimination of the IRS is something I love. I've been talking about that for years and years and years and years and years. It's time to get rid of the thugs, to get rid of the system that's unfair. You listen to these people all yammering, we got to tax the rich. You know, that's the most specious, stupid argument. The top 1% of earners pay 90% of the taxes under the current system. So why not really spread it around? Why not really require people to pay the consumption tax, sales tax, if we want to call it that, that Jennifer was talking about, is something that has been floated around for years and years and years. I remember before you came around, because I love this concept, there are lots of nutbirds who are out declaring that the income tax is illegal, and they go back to 1913 and the time when the income tax was passed, what the purpose was at the time to fund World War One, and then it just stayed. But it was never apparently voted on. There was never any real... It was just one of those things, okay, we got to start taxing people, take money out of their income. And so it's been, and any time it comes up, remember this guy, this crackpot, used to come on my program all the time. He didn't pay his taxes, and he got sent to jail. I think he may still be in jail.
Well, that's the thing. You still got to pay him until they actually make it okay to abolish
him. Yeah, but why?
I don't know, but think about this. I mean, I love the fact that you don't have an IRS anymore that we have to pay. Think about the savings. You don't have those extra 87,000 agents. And I'm sorry, I love you CPAs, but we could cut back on their business quite a bit. You wouldn't have to file your tax returns anymore.
Yep.
You would just, I mean, forget it. You don't have to worry about filing it on a postcard or, you know, using QuickBooks or anything. You just go and, or do your, you just buy it and you pay it when you buy. I don't know. I love it.
Pay as you go.
It's fair.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, one of the other big stories that has made it to the list as we get to the end of the week, because it wasn't until the end of the week that Lisa Marie Presley passed away, the only child of Elvis Presley, medical emergency. She had a heart attack. 54 years old. Her father died of the same thing. Her grandmother died of the same thing. And so you look at her life, and who she had an interesting, really very interesting life. And, you know, given the fact that she came from what she came from, I think that it really, it's just sad. It just is. It's just plain sad. Whatever you can say about her has been said, I think, as much as anything else. Okay. Next up, number 8 this week is a focus on the war. And the reason that I bring this up is because the U.S. Navy announced that veteran Taylor Dudley was released from a Russian prison this week. Did you follow this?
I did. We didn't have a lot of time to talk about it, but I think this is
a Navy veteran.
Yeah.
Left the border crossing left the prison, went to the border crossing with Poland midweek. His family thanked the Richardson Center. This is the former governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson, who's been working hard to get a lot of these people that are in places like Russian prisons out of there. And it wasn't heralded as much because, you know, it's overshadowed by the war and what is going on in terms of how many people are dying and who's getting blown up and what's Putin up to. You know, it's just, I think we've lost interest, frankly, and we ought not to because it's costing us a lot of money.
And we're getting still, no accounting for what that money
right,
is going
nothing.
For.
Nothing. Zero. Exactly. That's one of the big problems, I think, of this. All right, now, the gas stove controversy, number five this week, started with the governor of New York, who I'm thinking is a real nutcase. With all the stuff she's coming, she must be a cousin to the governor of your state, Newsom, because they're both nutbirds, and the stuff they come up with is like crackpot stuff they dream up at 3 in the morning. Now, the latest is we're not going to allow any gas stoves to be sold in. And you said that Newsom has been talking about this in California. Well,
talking about it for a long time. They want to make sure you have electric thermostats and such. And all of this makes you think, well, they want to reach in and tell me. Because right now, they already say you can't use your power when the wind blows, right? You have to lower your power usage from 4 to 8 or whatever it might be. So now, if you allow them to have electric stoves, if you allow them to have these thermostats that have the controllers in them, can they just shut it off? I mean, this is more government control. There's been a huge talk about the digital wallet this week where Gavin Newsom was saying, oh, we're going to give you this online driver's license. They want control of your checking account. They want control of your stove. They want control of your thermostat. They want control of your car. How much of that are we willing to give? And by the way, electric stoves are terrible. If you want to actually be a cook and you want to be a chef, you got to have a gas power
stove. I hear that all the time, that gas is so much more even. I have electric here. Because it just is the way the place is set up. I have gas heat, but I put it in when I moved in here 7 years ago. It wasn't here. It wasn't even gas down the street. But there is a whole big deal, and you're right. What in the world is going on? That's the question. We address those issues every week here. You're listening to Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review at 48 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time once again, it seems like it was only seconds ago that Nick Miles had visited with us here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Nick is the fellow that runs the website, rautoexpert.com. He is an auto expert, travels all around the country, all around the world, bringing people up to date on the new cars, what you should look for if you're buying a car, or what the situation is with cars, how to take care of them. I noticed there are a couple of big recalls this week. Mercedes recalling 324,000 vehicles because the engines can stall while they're being driven. That's a very, oh, isn't that great, huh? Yeah. That's a, well, going down the highway at 70 miles an hour, whoops, engine stops.
Not good. Not good at all.
Well, you shouldn't have to worry about that when you pay the kind of dough that people do for these various models, right? These are the upscale, upended. Mercedes has cheapened itself trying to sell cars that cost the same as a Chevrolet, and people kid themselves by thinking, oh, I got a Mercedes. No, you don't. You got a Chevrolet.
Then they cancel those cars, and then they go back to what they're doing. They did that with the CLA. They introduced the $29,000 car. It was there for about 3 years.
Junk.
Can you find it now? No, you can't.
No. Right. All right. Tesla also recalling about 600,000 units across the U.S. Due to the boombox function. What in the world is that? Is that that's the sound system? What is that?
You see, this is the trouble with Tesla, is Tesla give different names to everything. I mean, you know, we used to call it to 0 to 60 mode, and they call it ludicrous mode. So why can't they just do what everybody else
does? You know where that comes from, don't you, right? You know that movie Spaceballs? That's where that comes from.
Oh, yeah.
Ludicrous speed. Yeah, go ahead.
So Tesla just renames everything, and nobody really understands what anything is. I mean, the boombox is available in vehicles equipped with the pedestrian warning system, and it's a sort of a toy box used in the pedestrian warning. So it sort of tells them when there's pedestrians in the way, and that's one of the things that, you know, is important, and it's not working properly.
What about them lowering the price on their cars by $20,000? It seemed to me, you and I talked a couple of weeks ago about them not being able to make as many cars as there are ordered, so why would they cut the price by 20 grand?
Well, they have a plus and a minus. They're in a very difficult situation, and they're not very forthcoming with their information either, by the way, not transparent like a lot of other car companies. So they do have, you know, they have been selling their electric cars for long enough now that they own most of the market. But they also, people get rid of them quickly, and when Teslas get damaged, you can't go to a dealer around the corner. It's not like there's a Tesla shop everywhere. Right. So they have fields of these things that end up getting repaired after a long time, that people have traded in, you know, and so they like to sell new cars, but there's an awful lot of Teslas out there on the road. So, yes, they do really, really well, but ultimately they also have other issues, production issues, those type of things, and so people buy new cars, but they have all these cars that they haven't sold, and now that, you know, which have been repaired, and now they have sort of a glut of returns because these cars have been out on the market, Doug, for so long. There's fields of used Teslas that have, you know, 100,000 miles on them.
Do they hold up in terms of resale value?
I think they will do now, unfortunately, due to the Reduced Inflation Act, where you can actually get $4,500 of tax credit for buying used electric cars. That's going to rebirth the used electric car market and make it pretty crazy.
Here's a solar-powered car called the SunSwift 7 that averaged 53 miles an hour, a record-breaking 621-mile trip on a single charge, but it's because it has it's a solar car. It's not an electric car, or I guess, I don't know, how do you distinguish between the two of them, but it's got a solar power like you see on people's houses, weighs 1,200 pounds. It weighs a lot more than the Tesla does because of this thing on the roof. So what do you think is going to happen with this sort of a car? Can we have solar-powered cars?
It's a great idea, isn't it?
Interesting idea.
Get out in the car and not pay for any fuel.
Right.
And Toyota have been doing that with the Prius for a while. They have the solar-powered roof. It can save you about 1,200 to 2,400 miles a year in gas. But unfortunately, when that's the only way they're propelled, and they tend to be extremely difficult to use. You know, if you live in the northern states, you don't generate as much electricity. So it's not a vehicle you're going to see a showroom appearing on the corner of your street anytime soon.
But it is an interesting idea, as you said, because then you have to pay for, and you pay a lot for the car, but you don't have to pay for gas anything else. I guess there's got to be oil in the crankcase somehow, or whatever runs the.
Yeah, I mean, these things don't need very much servicing things.
Exactly.
But ultimately, when it goes wrong, you know, there's a million.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendova.